The proceeds consisted of $717.83, mostly in quarters, nickels, and three pennies. I glanced back to check on Kristen and then rested my elbows on the countertop, leaning forward and relaxing, just taking it easy and thinking how I was going to spend all that money. This is the point where Kristen directed her attention fully to me. I felt a small tentative poke on my backside. I ignored it. Bad decision. Then another small but decidedly stronger than the first poke against my backside, accompanied by a sing-song voice proclaiming, "Big Bottom Mom! Big Bottom! Poke, poke, prod, prod." I whipped around and saw my 3-foot munchkin grinning from ear to ear. Bolstered by the smiles and chuckles from those in her immediate vicinity, she kept poking and declaring. I lowered my head, unknotted my shirt, and whispered delicately, "Kristen, stop poking Mommy and quit saying Big Bottom." She appeared to understand what I was saying, so I continued, "It isn't nice to talk about Mommy's bottom. Now don't say bottom again." I turned back to the teller girl, who was trying to quell a smirk with dismal results. Not a peep was heard from behind me. Good. Scratch that. The silence following my little chat with Kristen was not good. She had used those brief moments for thinking, and now the small poke flourished into an all-out punch. With her tiny yet accurate pointer finger aiming for the rear, Kristen proclaimed for everyone, teller and glass ensconced manager alike, to hear, "Big butt, Mommy! Big butt!" Ugh, is it any wonder I have issues? "Ho, baby!" Rachel Phillips. "But I think you're beautiful." I stared at my husband with incredulous pity. What insanity had blinded his usual astute vision? 7 months pregnant with our first child, I felt like a walking ottoman. Even my earlobes felt puffy and heavy, like overripe fruit clinging to a tree. My stomach was the size of a State Fair blue ribbon watermelon, so monumental and taut I feared it would crack if it grew any bigger. "Turn around." Steve gave me a gentle push. "Look in the mirror. See? From the rear, you can't even tell you're pregnant. So if I just walk backwards, nobody will know?" I had spent the last hour soaking in a warm, luxuriant pool of self-pity, and I rather liked it. He chuckled. "It means you'll lose the weight fast after the baby's born." A resident physician in a family practice program at the local hospital, Steve knew how to handle cranky women in their last trimester. I kissed him goodbye. My part-time shift at a small Christian college started in a couple of hours. Would I splurge and take the bus? Or ride my bike through our quiet neighborhood, as I had continued to do throughout my...